There's been strong criticism this lunchtime from victims groups in Northern Ireland to the British government's latest amendments to its controversial legacy bill. The legislation would establish a new commission to which those accused of Troubles-era crimes could give evidence in return for immunity from prosecution. But the bill would also end inquests into Troubles-related deaths, prevent further criminal prosecutions, and block victims or their families from taking civil legal action. The legislation has been condemned by victims' groups, by political parties on all sides in the North, and by the Irish government. In response, the British government last night put forward a number of amendments, but campaigners say it just makes the situation worse. Before we came on air, I spoke to the Northern Ireland Minister, Lord Jonathan Cain, who's been piloting the legislation through Westminster. What changes to this controversial bill is the British government now proposing?
If I could just take a step back, if you don't mind, and just add a little bit of context before answering the question directly. And it is that back in November last year, when I did second reading of the legacy bill, I was quite upfront with members of the House of Lords that I recognise the fact that a great many people in Northern Ireland and elsewhere regard this legislation as very, very challenging and difficult. And I included myself among that number, given that one of my first jobs in politics was actually to work alongside Ian Gow, who's the Conservative MP, who was blown up by the Provisional IRA back in 1990. So I understand the feelings of people who've lost loved ones and friends to terrorism, or in a smaller number of cases, to the actions of the security forces. And so my commitment to the House at the time was that I would progress this bill slowly and take the time to consult and to speak to various to victims groups, parliamentarians, your own government, to political parties in Northern Ireland, with a view to improving the legislation and doing what the House of Lords is there essentially to do, which is to send the legislation back to the House of Commons in a better shape than the House of Commons sent it to us.
But what victims groups are saying is that actually you've made a bad situation worse.
Well, I would hope that when people get to look at the amendments that I'm bringing forward in some detail, they'll see a significant package. But of course, I understand that many people find this legislation very difficult and very challenging. And I've been on a journey with it myself, given my own background on this issue. But I think what is important, I think maybe just to take a step back and ask ourselves, what can we make a realistic assessment of what it is that we can do and deliver for families, for victims and survivors? If you bear in mind that the Belfast Agreement is now over 25 years old, the first ceasefires were 29 years ago, and the start of the Troubles was well over 50 years ago.
Well, you ask a good question. What can you do for victims and families? Here's an answer. You can let them have the inquests they say they want and allow those inquests to conclude and not, as provided for under your amendment, shut all of them down, whether they've concluded or not, by May of next year.
Okay, I'll deal with inquests in 1 second.
Could you deal with it now? How's that an improvement?
Well, I was going to say that the reality of the situation in which we find ourselves in respect of other processes, criminal prosecutions, for example, is vanishingly rare. So what can we offer victims and survivors greater access to information and answers about what happened to loved ones during the Troubles. Now, that's similar outcomes to exactly what the coronial inquest system seeks to produce.
But there were 13. There were 13 inquests due to get underway in the early months of this year. They'll be shut down in May of next year, with or without a conclusion. A further 19, according to the Lady Chief Justice, were under preparation. They won't even get started under this bill.
So the bill, as drafted currently, made it clear that inquests that had reached a substantive first hearing would continue. The cut-off point for all of this was originally going to be the those inquests that hadn't reached the first hearing, the cut-off point to go into the new body would have been the 1st of May this year. What we're doing in this legislation is ensuring that there's an extra year for inquests to run. Mm. But where an inquest has not reached a conclusion or has not finished its hearings by the 1st of May next year, they will transfer into the new body. Mm. The new body will, of course, be overseen by the individual, Sir Declan Morgan KC, former Lord Chief Justice of Northern Ireland, who oversaw the reform of the inquest system in the first place about 6 or so years ago in an attempt to speed up the process. But the purpose of the body into which the inquest will go is to provide essentially what is provided by inquests, which is information and the facts of what happened.
But you know, families won't have legal representation. There's no obligation for disclosure of documents, for example. They can't cross-examine witnesses. It's a very different process.
The process is broadly similar, but the outcome is intended to be the same. And if I can just pick you up on the point about documents, the new commission, the ICRIR, will have access to all state records, including, this is written into the legislation, as it was into the Stormont House Agreement back in 2014, it will have access to all state records, including those held by the PSNI, the armed forces, and the intelligence agencies. So I would reject very much that it will not have access. It will have access to far more information than is currently available to the current
system.
There
is a question whether all of this is consistent with Britain's obligations under the European Convention on Human Rights. For example, preventing, as the bill does, people taking even a civil case, never mind criminal prosecutions, but taking a civil case, families even can't have recourse to that. Is that compatible with international law?
So just on your previous point, the other thing to add about the powers of the new body is, of course, that the director or commissioner for investigations will have full policing powers, or the full powers of a police constable. So he or she will be able to initiate full criminal investigations into events that happened during the Troubles.
Is all of this legal? Does it stand up?
So what I'm doing through the amendments to the legislation is making it very clear on the face of the bill. There was some controversy over the term review in the legislation. So I'm making it very clear in the bill that the a review can include a full criminal investigation that is Article 2 ECHR compliant, and in support of that, as I've just said, the Commissioner for Investigations will have full policing powers. I'm also making it very clear that in the conduct of its business, the new Commission will have to have regard to the United Kingdom's obligations under the Human Rights Act, which, as you know, is the act which writes the ECHR into domestic UK law.
And that was Northern Ireland Office Minister Lord Jonathan Cain speaking to me just before we came on air.